Now time for our Jefferson West Locker Room Chat here on KNCA, presented by Heinen Outdoor Power Equipment, as we're joined now by the Tigers football coach Jeff Schwinn here on KNCA. We're heading into week number four. We'll talk about the matchup with Hiawatha in the next segment, but coach, just a dandy of a football game last Friday night, week three. Unfortunately, your team comes up on the short end of it. I'm sure there's a lot to dissect from that 30-27 loss against the Bears of St. Mary's, but you've had a few days to kind of dissect that game from last Friday. What kind of stands out about how that kind of played out there in the fourth quarter?
It was a great high school football game, and a fourth quarter game where there's a lot of excitement on both sides, and plays were made in certain areas, and then plays were given up, and so it was a back and forth. We felt really good going into the fourth quarter. Had a good lead and just needed to finish the ball game. And St. Mary's, credit them, they did a great job of fighting back. And they score one late in the fourth quarter, and then were able to recover an onside kick and score off of that, capitalize off of that as well. I was very proud of our team and being able to go down the field and score to put us up late in the ball game, and then they had a fourth down, I think it was fourth and 15, somewhere around there. Our eye discipline just got a little bad at one point, and they were able to get behind us in our secondary and make a big play. The rest is obviously documented.
Yeah, and I would assume your team is going to be fired up this week to kind of bounce back, but it just seems the way that game played out on Friday night, you guys lead 7-2 after one, 14-8 at the half, 21-8 going into the fourth quarter, and you mentioned just some of the plays that kind of turned the tide, for the Bears in the fourth quarter. It just seemed like if you put these two teams on the field 10 times, it feels like 5-5. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, it was a very good matchup, and again, they played very well. Offensively, I think they had over 200 passing yards, and that quarterback did a really good job of scrambling around and finding his receivers. We just need to do a better job within the scramble drill of velcroing two receivers and not losing our eye discipline and finishing football plays. But again, yeah, the matchup itself was superb and great football game.
And that was one of the things we talked about last week when I asked about kind of concerns. You mentioned their quarterback play and just the receivers that they had on the outside in terms of just sheer athleticism, as their quarterback threw for 275 and three scores, and it kind of played out in what you thought was a concerning factor for you guys.
Yeah, it did. Their skill players were very solid. We obviously knew of each one of those guys going into it, and unfortunately, number 12 wasn't able to play in that ball game. Love to see him in there as well. Hopefully he's doing okay and is able to recover from that injury. But overall, I mean, they did. Their skill position players played a very good game, and it was back and forth, obviously. But, we need to find a way to finish that ball game and learn from it.
Jefferson West football coach Jeff Schwinn, a few more minutes on the horn here with him. We got a matchup with Hiawatha in week four. It'll be our featured game on KNZA. We'll talk about it after a timeout here on KNZA. We got a few more minutes with Jeff West football coach Jeff Schwinn here on KNZA. Locker room chat presented by Heinen Outdoor Power Equipment. Tigers coming off the first loss again. Tremendous game last week with St. Mary's, but the Bears victorious 30-27. Now, coach, we get the rivalry game. It's Hiawatha rolling into town this week. What's your initial thoughts on the Redhawks going into this matchup?
Yeah, Hiawatha is a very physical team. They're big and strong. They like to run the football. And we're going to need to stop the run, limit their big plays, don't give up the big plays, and tackle well. Offensively, we're going to need to take advantage of our opportunities and execute better. And that's something that we're working on hard this week. Finish through the whistle as well, maintaining blocks and just finishing football plays.
Well, district play, it starts this week. It almost feels like a new season. Is that fair to say? I mean, obviously the first 3 weeks, they certainly matter in terms of your record, so on and so forth, in terms of Big East overall, etc. But when it gets to district play, these games tend to matter a little bit more. Is it fair to say that it's almost like a new season starting this week?
I think each and every week is a new season, and that's the approach that we take. Obviously, it being a district game, it means a little more, but at the same time to us, and to the culture that we're trying to build here, we're just trying to make sure we're staying in the moment and being 1-0 in each week. So obviously it is a big game, but I think every game is.
What's your overall thoughts on the district as a whole? Hayden is legit. Holton's been playing really well. You talked about Hiawatha, who you're going to see this week, and then a Perry-LeCompton team that's 0-3, but very good, veteran coach, been around the block. They got good athletes. I guess from top to bottom, the initial thoughts on the entire district as a whole?
It's a gauntlet. Again, you just have to take it one game at a time. But each of those teams that you mentioned obviously have some very, very good things going on. Each week's going to be a challenge.
All right, finally, Coach, give us keys, expectations for this game at home on Friday night against Hiawatha.
Well, we need to turn the page, have some growth. That's what we're looking for is growth this week, being able to respond the right way off of a game like we had last Friday. Being able to trust and do our job, do the jobs that we need to do, be responsible for the run game, the option type football that Hiawatha is going to present to you. Make sure that we're taking away their big plays. Be more consistent with our discipline and execution, and then keep being physical. One thing that we've been very pleased with is the physicality that we're playing with. We need to continue to do that and continue to rise to the occasion.
There it is, Jeff West football coach Jeff Schwinn joining us. Our locker room chat as the Tigers coming off the first loss. Great game against the Bears last week, but turning the page, they get Hiawatha at home. Have that game on 103.9, also the Hiawatha channel, courtesy of MSC Sports. Coach Schwinn, appreciate it very much. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, Brandon.